is the Coach Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. Now, the Aggie Sports Network's Michael Adair and Jeremy Law.
It's Tuesday night. Welcome to Wharf Casual Seafood, the Chris Smalley Show, brought to you by our friends at Allen Brew Markets. We do this each and every Tuesday night during the high school football season. We look back at last week's ball game, and then we prepare for the one coming up the next Friday night. Again, the Chris Smalley Show is a product of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair with you here for just a few minutes before Coach Smalley joins us around the 6:40, 6:42 mark. But Michael Adair, quickly, last week, a lot of highs, a lot of lows, a lot of things went well for us, some things didn't go too well for us, but the Aggies get back in the win column with a 42-36 victory on the road at Jemison.
Yeah, man, I don't know that I've ever seen a team kick that many onside kicks, much less recover as many as they did, and felt like they may have recovered another one or two that didn't go the way the officials said it did. But yeah, it's you know, that was a tough game. You jump out to what I remember being a 35-8 lead, and then you just felt like it was slipping away, and fortunately at the end we were able to get the win.
Yeah, you look back at that game, Michael, I think Zakorian got into the end zone four times. CJ had a 53-yard touchdown run, a pick six from Corbin Patterson, an interception from Tyler Tarpley. A lot of Aggies played really, really well in that ball game. And Jemison said at halftime, hey, we can't stop these guys. Yeah. We're going to onside kick it every time. And, man, I tell you, they got it more times than not. It felt like it made for an exciting non-region matchup in a game that some people would say wouldn't matter. I wouldn't say that, but made for an exciting Friday night. It was good to see the Aggies come out on top.
Well, if Jemison said that, they'd be right. I don't remember us punting, and we may have said the same thing in the second half, too. We were having trouble getting them stopped defensively, and that's kind of been some of our problems throughout the season, is getting stops when we need to get stops. We've had third and long a lot of times, and just the ball hasn't bounced our way on third down, but, you know, teams haven't been able to stop us too well either. Our offense this year has been able to get production, and we've scored a lot of points, a lot more points than we scored last year. So something's better, but you feel like this week we're going to need a few stops. Right?
We knew Jemison was an improved football team. The coaching staff told us that last week. Coach Smalley told us that on this show last week. They were an improved football team, and you know, if we recover an onside kick or two, that's probably still a blowout like it was at halftime. Yeah. And statistically, we didn't dominate the game if you look at it because of the lack of possessions we had offensively. Well, we touched the ball twice in the second half. We went for it on a fourth down. We're so close to getting, didn't get it. And the other time we scored a touchdown, and that was the difference in the ball game after Jemison came back and took a 36-35 lead.
Well, there was a point in the game. There was about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and we'd had four offensive snaps in the second half, and four touches in 6 minutes to go in the game is not many, and we didn't convert that fourth down, so we gave them the ball back right there, and so we really only scored once and got a two-point conversion in the fourth quarter. That was it. That was the only scoring we had in the second half.
Yeah, you know, offensively we have CJ joining us tonight, two guys on that Aggie defense who played well on Friday night considering the circumstances. Jacoby Garrett, who has been amazing for the Aggies off the edge, probably an even better young man, going to join us tonight, and one of our favorites, Sarai McMillan's helping that Aggie defense right there in the middle, has played really good football for us. Excited to have those three guys on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sarai, you know, a 10th grader and has been a big contributor at middle linebacker, played outstanding, good basketball player too. And Jacoby, also underclassman. Man, both of those guys are, man, they are outstanding football players.
Looking back at last week's game, what do you take from that before we, because we got about 5 minutes until we get Coach Smalley. Obviously, you're back in the win column. You felt like the program needed a win after those two losses that were so tough to swallow, and then the Clay Central game. So you feel like you need a win. You got to win. How did the Aggies take that from last Friday night, build on it, take the things you did well, advance on them, take the things you didn't do too well, leave them in the past, because this is a must-win game Friday night. Everybody in this program knows it. The players know it. Their families know it. The Aggies have to win this Friday.
Yeah, they do. And you know, I feel like our offense is playing at a level to where we can beat anybody, but we just got to get three or four stops defensively. And the thing that sort of plagued us all season, the special teams, and that continued to be a problem last week. So, you know, I feel like if we play a great game on special teams and the defense gets three or four stops, we're a hard team to beat. And, you know, you had two games go against you. You felt like you could win. If you win those two, you probably think you're better than you are right now. If we lost that game Friday, we'd probably think we're worse than we are. So I think the takeaway is that everybody we're playing this year has gotten, they've improved, including our next opponent, Marbury, who was one of our weaker teams we played last year. They've improved. And
homecoming matchup in 2 weeks. That's going to be a tough ball game.
It absolutely is. We actually played them last night in JV, and it was a tough game there. We won it at the last minute again on the last drive. But Marbury is a team that's tough and getting tougher.
Yeah, and so, you know, a big game this Friday night. Our coverage will be live at 5:30 on Facebook and YouTube with a replay of this show, taking you all the way up until live coverage from the stadium at Rams Stadium in Valley at 6:30. We want to thank Valley for allowing us to do live video on the road. They usually do, and they stepped up and did it again this year. So we will have live video coverage Friday night starting at 6:30 from Rams Stadium, also on radio on WSGN. We're going to take our first break of the night. When we come back, Coach Chris Smalley going to join us on the Chris Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Market.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Don't let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost. It pays.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Sylacauga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
This is Sylacauga football coach Chris Smalley. I want to thank Allen Oil Company for their incredible support of Sylacauga Athletics. For years, Allen Oil has been a trusted name in our community, keeping families and businesses on the move. They believe in hard work, teamwork, and giving back, the same values we teach on the field. When you support Allen Oil, you're supporting Sylacauga and surrounding athletes. I'm all in with Allen. Go Aggies.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Coach Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. Now, the Aggie Sports Network's Michael Adair and Jeremy Law.
Welcome back into the Chris Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. The Aggies on the road Friday night at Valley, a tough place to play. Both teams, Valley playing for playoff positioning. The Aggies also playing for playoff positioning. Going to be a big-time battle Friday night between the Aggies and the Rams. Our coverage starts at 6:30. We'll be live on Facebook, YouTube, and on WSGN, the radio home of the Aggie Sports Network. A big one on Friday night as the Aggies coming off a win against the Jemison Panthers last Friday night. Michael Adair, we just talked about that. Now joined by head coach Chris Smalley. Coach, I know we chatted briefly after the game. Felt good to get a win. I know you wanted to continue to see the scoreboard be as lopsided as it was in the first half and finish the game that way, but the Aggies get back in the win column, and I think this team deserved to get back in the win column of how hard they've been battling the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we started the game a little stronger than we finished the game, and you know, some of that you got to give hats off to Jemison with the onside kicks. And you know, I mean, an onside kick, a lot of times there's always a little bit of luck involved, and the ball's got to kind of bounce the right way, and it didn't really bounce our way. But you know, got to go make a play on it and all that kind of stuff. But put that behind you. I thought that getting the win was huge for our team. We showed some resilience late in the game when things don't go your way. I mean, it's football. Things aren't always going to go your way. And our guys kept battling, and, we executed a drive and they get a stop to win the game. And so at the end of the day, a win on the scoreboard looked great, even though things didn't always go our way. But I think you're able to learn from that. You're able to grow from that. And, we've had a great week of preparation, 2 days of practice so far, getting ready for Valley.
Well, we get that ball back in the fourth quarter, Coach, for only the second time in the second half. I don't think anybody on the Aggie stands thought that we weren't going to score. I mean, they really hadn't stopped us all night. Offensively, the execution was there all the way in the first half. I mean, and when we got the football back and they left enough time on the clock, I was a little calm, cool, and collected. I felt I had confidence that we'd go down and score. How'd you feel?
I felt the same way. Very, very confident in the guys being able to go out there and play and execute. Confident in our coaching staff of putting our guys in position to be successful, and they proved us right. Had a couple of good solid plays, and then Z broke the big one for the touchdown. So, a couple big play runs. Z had a few big ones. CJ had a real big one that he found a way to get in the end zone on the edge over there. Big play down the field to Juice. It was a game of making some big plays, but also consistent. I mean, we only had 32 offensive plays in the game, and probably 30 out of those 32 were productive offensive plays. I think with all the being on the field so much, our defense got a little bit tired there in the second half. There were some times where I didn't like our energy, and part of that's just the momentum was so far swung over in their favor. But a little resiliency game that I think will make you better.
Coach, you touched on the onside kick a little bit, or the multiple onside kicks a little bit early on. Can you talk a little bit about special teams that's kind of plagued us in a few of our losses, and kind of the emphasis now to get that right, and sort of where you are on that?
Yeah, I mean, we know that week 3 and 4, we'd had a few special teams miscues, and just things that and honestly, a little bit of it was just some of the effort and the focus. When you got 16, 17, 18-year-old kids out there, you know, it's if I'm a starter on offense or I'm a starter on defense, the natural thing to do is to sometimes think that, you know, hey, this is a special teams play. It's a little bit of a playoff, and so you really got to work hard as a coach to drill down on the importance of every single play. Anytime you got a close ball game, there's going to be 4 to 5 plays in the game that you're going to look back on, and you don't want those to be a play that it was, you know, didn't go in our favor because of effort or because of hustle or because I kind of took a little bit of a break on a play. So we've sort of, the big part of that has just been revamping our focus of every play matters, every play is important. I think our special teams overall has really improved the last few weeks. You know, and you go back to the onside kick. One time it was, you know, kind of went through our hands. One time the ball had as much spin on the ball as I've ever seen, and it was like dancing around about 5 of our guys.
It sure was, wasn't it?
It was a line drive caught by DeMarcion O'Neal.
One of the most unbelievable plays. DeMarcion's a bigger guy, and you wouldn't think it. DeMarcion has unbelievable hands. He's a really good baseball player, starting third baseman. And so,
he caught a line drive right there.
He did. And that same exact play happened to my brother in the national championship game versus Texas. He was the front line guy on kickoff, and they kicked an absolute missile right at him, and he went off his shoulder or did something. So that's tough.
Who got the ball on that one?
They recovered it.
Texas recovered it.
So thankfully,
come on, Brad.
Yeah, thankfully Alabama was able to win that game. I know it's tough because my brother's got the best hands that I've ever seen. His hands are unbelievable.
When they're kicking those, I mean, you got to just be thinking, all right, the percentage on onside kicks is what, 80-20 receiving team's going to get it?
Probably even less than that.
I mean, every time they kick, you think, all right, we're going to get this one.
I'd never lose by 50 when you're doing it.
I've never seen anything like that, but I do think it was a testament to the way that your guys played offensively in the ball game.
Yeah, sure. And on those returns, man, we had our hands guys up there. We stuck CJ in there on one of them. You know, it was like we were putting the whole team in there.
We recovered the one he was in on.
Yeah, and so, it was like sometimes that's how things go. You know, you can't control everything that happens, and but again, you know, we did what it took to do what we needed to do to win the game. Then,
speaking of the offense, Coach, one thing I always like to watch is the offensive line, and I'm going to tell you, I feel like our line has improved a lot this season, particularly in pass protection. I feel like we've really held up. What have you guys done there to improve in that area?
Yeah, it was a point of emphasis for us starting in fall camp, figuring out what we were going to do to protect the quarterback. And so, you know, we've moved the pocket a little bit. We've put in a few different types of pass protections that have been successful for us. But, you know, it's a lot of times pass protection is about want to. You know, it's kind of like tackling. A lot of times it's about want to. And those guys have started to take a little bit of pride into their ability to protect the quarterback and allow us to throw the ball down the field when the time calls for it.
You know, we've run the ball pretty well from the start, really. You know, that hasn't been much of an issue, but we just were struggling early on. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see.
Yeah, definitely our first game. First game or two, pass protection was a struggle, and our guys have really improved in that area.
What are some things that it feels like to me maybe CJ is standing in the pocket more as opposed to rolling out a little bit more. What changes have you guys made to help with protection?
Yeah, we actually put in a kind of a new pass protection that we sort of came up with together. It's not one I'd ever seen really before, and it's worked really well for us in some different instances. You don't want to just be a sitting duck back there and take a big drop and sit. You know, it's hard to hold up in pass protection when you're playing a team with some athletic guys. That's going to be a big part of the game on Friday night for us versus Valley because they are a primary pass first team and they spread the ball out, so we're gonna have to pressure the quarterback, come up with some sacks and help generate some big plays from that.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, Coach, is last night we had a JV game that we won at the end, and I saw London Howell's here. He played a good game at quarterback, and you know, that's the future of this team is the JV, and I think they're 3-1 now. So can you talk just a little bit about them and how they've done so far this year?
Yeah, JV team has been solid this year and last year. I think we might have been undefeated in JV last year. If we weren't undefeated, we maybe only lost one of them. But those JV games, man, they're a lot of fun. It's a long day for those guys because a lot of them they're in our first block athletics class, and they come down there and we lift. I mean, we lift hard with those. If I'm a ninth or tenth grader at Silicaga, you're gonna be lifting. We lift like out of season workouts with that group during first block, and then they go to football practice. And then they're running from football practice to grab a pregame meal to get on a bus and go play a football game. But you wouldn't be able to tell it, man. The energy has been really great. It's where, you know, you kind of give those guys that contribute just as much as any other player on the team that might not get as many reps on Friday night, some of those guys really stepped up and shined during those games. So proud of those guys.
Yeah, you beat a good team in Pelham, 6A team the other night.
Yep.
So I mean, you're seeing some of the future glimpse of what could be here in another year or two, right?
Yeah, and a lot of the guys that are playing more Friday night ball this year, man, they were doing the same thing last year, and those JV games are important. A lot of times, there's some teams that. You don't play. You might play two or three JV games in the whole season,
yeah.
And I think it's important to try to get at least six or seven games.
Coach, everybody knows what this game means this Friday night. How do you walk that fine line of motivating your guys, amping them up, but also, you know, you hear Nick Saban talking about it all the time, the anxiety that comes in with a big game. How do you toe that fine line this week as you get your guys at a place where you want them to be when they get off the bus Friday night?
You know, what I said after the game to them in the huddle was that every game from here on out, you know, it's 1-0 mentality. Every game is kind of gotta be our best, want it to be our best. And then when we showed up on Monday afternoon for our fourth block and with our meetings and stuff, I pretty much told the guys, I said, man, we're laying the law down. I said, we got to pick up our focus, pick up our energy, our desire to really lock in and prepare ourselves so that we can go out and we can play fast and we can play physical and we can play confident. And, man, I tell you what, we've probably had our best two practices of the year when you consider the focus that we've had in meetings, as we're installing some things. I mean, you're doing that every week. But really just picking up on it. You know, sometimes you've been sitting in class all day, and now you're sitting in a meeting. I can understand it being hard to focus. I mean, I was there back when I was a high school, really even a college player. The guys have really responded this week, and feel like that we've really kind of got the entire game plan in already, just for Tuesday, just by Tuesday's practice. Usually I kind of would want to be there by Wednesday, They've really responded well this week.
Well, when you look at our region, we were talking about this in the opening segment a little bit. It seems like most of these teams have improved, and I would say Valley is one that's definitely improved and probably, would you say, one of the top two or three best teams in the region.
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple years ago, Valley had kind of fallen on some hard times, but they're a good-looking bunch that look very well coached. Spread the ball out, throw the ball around, can make big plays. Got guys on both sides of the ball that can play really good ball. And so Valley's got a good football team, and we know that. We've played them pretty well the last 2 years.
We did.
You know, kind of had close games. We had a few games where we had way too many turnovers, and so we've really limited the amount of turnovers that we've had offensively. I think that's going to be a big key in the game, and I think finding ways to either get sacks and kind of big negative plays on the defensive side or creating turnovers. I think those are going to be key for the game.
Well, that's interesting that they play a lot of spread formation, because that we've actually struggled with just the opposite of that this year when everybody sort of gets in tight and powers us around. So maybe the spread will be something that we can defend pretty well.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that's stuff that they'll be looking at too. And so we're kind of game planning for like them potentially not staying and doing exactly what they've done so far through the first five games of the year, and wanting to make sure that we're prepared for everything. But you know, I mean, they kind of do what they do, and they're confident in what they do, and I think they believe in what they do. So I do think that's going to be the majority of what they run, and we'll see how we respond.
You know, a few years ago, even in basketball, they had the Dooley brothers I think one of them is at Kentucky or Missouri. They have some really good football and basketball players athletically. From an athlete standpoint, they might have been better than anybody in the region, probably struggled a little bit in the trenches playing Clay Central like a lot of teams do. What all do they bring to the table? Who do we have to watch out for? It always feels like they run out a dynamic quarterback that can make things happen.
Yeah, the quarterback can really throw the ball. I mean, he can make all the throws, and then, they got some skill guys that can play. Defensively, always got they've had really good, probably second best guys on the defensive line across the board in our region the last couple of years, and they look pretty solid again this year. And so, you're gonna get a really good team with what Valley's putting out on the field the last couple of years, and certainly what they got this year. And so, the thing I know, and the thing that I've told our guys, and I truly believe they really believe it, is that every game, if we go play the style of ball we're capable of playing, there's not a game on our schedule that we can't win. And so we know that, we believe that, and we've practiced like that this week. And so what I want to go see us do is put our most complete game together on Friday night, play hard, leave it all in the field, and then see what the scoreboard looks like if we can go do that.
I like that.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, we got a couple more minutes before break. You talk about a complete game. We've had some special team issues, and then in the Clay Central game, a couple turnovers really turned that game upside down early, even though our offense and defense were battling early. How do you put all that together in a week? And, a lot of times Michael Adair and I will talk about how many points do we need to score this week? How many points can't we give up this week? Does that come into play at all for you, or is it just play the next play? I mean, what are you thinking in your head throughout the week of how you can best get things done?
I mean, when we meet on Sundays and we look at the team that we're playing, we talk as coaches, and we're like, we'll have the discussion of like, all right, what does us winning look like this week? Is it we're going to have to score a certain amount of points? Do we feel like that, we're going to play well defensively, and we want to limit the possessions, and we want to run the ball more? Are we going to have to throw? So, you look at every single angle and you break it down to where you think you might have an advantage, or what it's going to take that week for you to win the ball game. And, that's kind of starts determining your game plans and sort of how you're going to sort of attack the week. When you're playing a really good team, when you're playing a team like Valley's a great team, it's just kind of like coming out and executing all the things that we're capable of. We're going to have to be able to run the ball. We're going to have to be able to throw the ball. We're going to have to be able to tackle, play fast, create a little bit of havoc defensively. But things that we're all capable of, things we're ready for, and things that, I truly believe, with what I've seen from our practice this week, we're going to come out ready to play Friday.
Coach, you talked about working on Sunday and getting your game plan in. Can you share a little bit about what a week looks like for you in terms of, just the time commitment and what all goes into a game plan, and just sort of how your week looks from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, we usually kind of take Saturdays off. I mean, honestly, after a Friday night game, win, lose, or draw, My mind's racing so much, I probably don't go to sleep till 3-4 in the morning. And then I've usually rewatched the game. Sometimes I'll tune in and see what Jeremy had to say about the game. I'll kind of watch the broadcast.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I'm kind of up watching the game, rewatch it a couple of times, and I'll be making notes about things that we were good, bad, ugly, all that kind of stuff. And then Saturday's kind of like my day. We kind of shut it down, don't do anything. And then we get up there Sunday afternoon. Usually end up spending about 6 hours or so up there meeting. And then from there, man, it's kind of like just a constant thing. You get time, got an hour and a half, you're still watching film, you're making small changes, you're texting with the coaches group text, and you're throwing this idea out there and that idea out there. We film all of our practices, so you're going in, you're making practice corrections and prepping practice film to be able to watch in meetings and things that you're going to want. I mean, it really does take a lot of time. I love doing it. My goal is to give these guys a great high school football experience, and so I want to do everything I can as a coach to put them in a position to be successful on the field on Friday nights. And so, I'm bought in to commit that time to it. And at the same time, I got four kids, and they're all doing stuff. And so, that's why the falls can be exhausting. But, man, I still love it, and it's hopefully what I'll be doing for a long time.
One thing I found really interesting about you and talking to you about this in the past is that you told me that you had no interest in coaching at a higher level. If college came or any other level, you like coaching high school football. That's mm-hmm. just what you enjoy. You like the pageantry around the game and all that stuff. So that's just sort of your groove, right?
That's true. I mean, plus, again, I just mentioned having four kids, and you become a college coach, it's like it almost zaps the ability to have much quality family time. Right. I mean, you know, it's like you might have two full weeks off in the entire year, and you take advantage of that time if you're, you know, but as far as just the daily grind and just late nights and all that, being a college football coach definitely wouldn't be for me. I mean, I didn't even know I was wanting to be a high school football coach. I just kind of stumbled upon it. It wasn't something that, like, as I was a player and going playing in college and all that kind of stuff, it's like, man, I want to be a high school football coach. It just kind of happened, honestly. I had a finance degree and thought that I would be doing something with that or starting a business or doing, you know, something in that realm, but you know, feel blessed and very lucky to be doing what I'm doing.
All right, Coach, man, we appreciate your time. Actually, you're not getting away, by the way. C.J. Franklin going to join you up here on the Chris Smellie Show in just a few minutes. Following that, Jacoby Garrett, Saron McMillan will help us out, help us close the show around the 7:15, 7:20 mark. All that and more coming up right here on the Chris Smellie Show, presented by Allen Brew Market.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost. It pays.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Sometimes finding a time for fitness can be tough. That's why Snap Fitness in Sylacauga stays open 24 hours a day. No matter when you're free, you can come in and get moving. Whether you're looking to lose weight, build muscle, or just boost your energy, they've got the gear and the space to help you get there. Come on down to James Payton Boulevard and check it out. Snap Fitness, for the feeling.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Your car works hard every day, so make sure it's ready for the miles ahead. From oil changes to tire rotations and balancing, Right Tire and Service keeps your vehicle running smooth. Don't wait until a small issue turns into a big problem. Let their team keep you safe, efficient, and on the road longer. Right Tire and Service. Get it done the right way.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back into the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live from Wharf Casual Seafood each and every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 7:30. The Chris Smelly Special available. You can get in and out of here, Michael Adair, for like $10.99. Tough to beat. Always want to thank our friends at Wharf Casual Seafood for allowing us to come out each and every Tuesday night. Silicaga traveling to Valley this week. Our coverage starts at 6:30 on WSGN, Facebook Live, and YouTube. We'll actually start replaying this show at 5:30 on YouTube and Facebook, leading you up into our live coverage. Michael Adair, a big game coming up on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, big game. I mean, the season sort of hinges on it. We got to pick up a win there so we can keep everything alive. And, from what Coach is saying about how practice has gone this week, I feel pretty good about it. I feel a lot better than I did before I got in here anyway.
An offensive coach joined by his quarterback, probably, two guys that think a lot about how the game is played on Friday night. C.J. Franklin joining us. C.J., a big win last week. Man, what's going through your mind when the offense just isn't getting the ball back in the third quarter after dominating really the first half? How bad did you guys want to get the ball back and go score in the second half?
Man, I was so lonely over there on the field, on the sideline. I wanted to get on the field so bad.
You finally got on it. You got on the kick return team. We had the quarterback out there trying to cover a kick. And I tell you, Jeremy, CJ is not only probably one of the best athletes in that school, he's probably one of the best athletes in this county. And, he's played basketball, he played baseball, he sort of does it all. CJ, one of the guys was telling me last night that you got some heat on your fastball. How hard can you throw that thing?
Like 80.
80?
80. On a good day. 80.
I thought you had a lot of heat.
I bet you can throw it harder than that. I mean, you can throw a football dang 70 yards.
I ain't threw it in a long time, though.
Yeah. He just hasn't worked at it. You haven't worked at baseball a whole lot, have you?
Not for real.
He might be up there getting mid-upper 80s, bro.
Coach, what's the communication like between you and CJ on a Friday night? I know you're a quarterback. He's a quarterback. Get Coach Safford up in the booth. You're kind of his communication down on the sideline. What's that relationship like on Friday nights? And what's the best way to get CJ's attention during a football game?
Man, I tell you what, he's played so well the last few games. I hadn't really had to try to grab his attention too much. CJ, he's got a big arm, can make plays with his legs. Probably the times I get on him the most is when he always wants to take the deep ball. It's been good to us, especially the last few games. There was a few times, I think early in the year, we were running the ball so well and being so productive there, and it's like every time we called a pass play, it was like he's going to throw the deep ball every single time, no matter what. And I was like, man, you got to take what they're giving you sometimes. I tell you what, I've been able to coach CJ a lot, even his freshman or his sophomore year, where he wasn't, wasn't going to see the field as much as he ended up when Connor Twyman, our starting quarterback, got hurt and ended up getting a lot of playing time. Missed a little bit last year, and I tell you what, it's just been a blessing. Just being around him, watching him grow, watching him mature, and he's played some really, really good football this year.
CJ, I ask a lot of the guys this. I want to ask you as well. Who is somebody in your life that's really inspired you to be a better person and be who you are today? And talk a little bit about that person and how they've helped you a little bit.
My dad and my mom and my coaches. And my dad, he really pushed me a lot. like going to the field, having my mindset right and everything.
Yeah, your dad, Bo Franklin, he went to Sulkai High School, and he was a year or two behind me. He was a good guy in school, a good athlete, too.
I think Mama runs the show, though.
Yeah. No, sure that she does, right? I think she does, for sure. CJ, got to ask about the celly after the first touchdown of the night. What inspired you?
I had to get on him about that one.
When you said you didn't have to get on I thought you might have forgotten the celebration after the first touchdown. What was the celly? I think you were celebrating with Z. How did that take place?
We've been playing about it all week, and we got the opportunity in the game, and we did it.
Oh, man.
Can you do it on camp? No, I'm just messing with you. that was a big drive for us. We get a stop. We score a touchdown. Last week, was it going into the game, CJ, or did it take a while, a couple of drives, to realize that the offense was going to have as much success as it did?
Nah, I knew before the game even started how locked in we was during warm-ups, during OT, during warm-ups. I knew it was going to be a good game then.
Man, CJ, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. As good an athlete as you are, what do you think you would have played if you weren't quarterback? What's sort of your second favorite position out there?
Probably wide receiver.
You'd probably be a good receiver.
Yeah, he's got good hands. I can't take that from him. He would be an elite wide receiver if he didn't play quarterback.
Have you had much interest from a recruiting standpoint? Talk about any colleges that have talked to you. Would they want you as a receiver? Would they want you as a quarterback? What do you think you'd play at the next level?
Some of the colleges, they said they want me as an athlete, or I have got someone for quarterback, too.
Yeah.
You know, CJ, you've been on varsity 3 years. You've had three different numbers. Well, four, if you count wearing four. What's been your favorite number? You're 10, 5, 4, and 1. Well, what's been your favorite?
Five.
Why is that?
I wore it growing up. It was my favorite number. Yeah.
And then he got hurt in it last year.
He said he couldn't
wear five again.
But you're also changing your basketball number, correct?
Yeah, it's a number zero.
Number zero is a nice number. Do we have a zero on the football team, Coach?
Mm-hmm.
Trey.
So you couldn't get dibs on zero for football, or you just wanted the number one?
I wanted the number one.
We had a good zero in basketball a few years ago. Is that Crawford that was zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, Crawford. Malik Crawford, really good high school basketball player.
CJ, big game Friday. I think everybody knows it. Coaches, he said in the post-game talk on the field after the game last week, it's a 1-0 mindset. Coach has told us a little bit what we got to do to win. What have you seen from Valley? What makes this a challenging game on Friday?
They throw the ball a lot. They're very sound. They got a good defense. I think we just got to execute. And we've been having a great practice this week. Very sound. Doing everything we need to do. Yeah, I think we're ready.
Leader of the team. Leader of the offense. How do you keep your guys locked in for 48 minutes? There's a lot of ups and downs in a football game. How do you help with that?
On the sideline, just stay with them, talking through it all, do what we need to do.
Do you ever talk to Coach Safford during the game?
Nah, not for real.
Not for real. I'm sorry. He doesn't talk a lot to us either. We keep yelling like the Wizard of Oz.
Coach Safford.
We got to get him on the show.
What are we waiting on?
Next week.
Okay.
All right, CJ, this show is absolutely flying by. We got to get you out of here. We're going to get Coach Smelly out of here, too, and then we're going to bring in Jacoby and Sarai to finish out the show for CJ, man, thank you so much. I think it's the second time on the show, isn't it? Well, there you go. Two free meals this year for CJ.
Big time.
We appreciate it, Coach, man. Best of luck on Friday night. We're all rooting for you, as always, and let's go get a win.
Let's do it.
Go.
That's cut off his go Aggies. Yeah. My apologies, Coach. But hey, Michael Lader, two great guys are here. We always want to thank Coach Smelly for his time. And, you know, CJ, man, he's done a lot for not just football, but Sulkaga athletics overall.
Without a doubt, one of the best athletes come through in a long time. He does things right, he stays out of trouble, he does things like we like to do. So, really proud of him and really happy to see him having the success he is.
All right, we'll have Jacoby Garrett, Ryan McMillan to close out the show on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Chris Smelly Show presented by Allen Brew Market.
You care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 4th 8th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Don't let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen. Oh, yeah.
Tony Seraford in Sylacauga. You can score big savings on all remaining 2024 Ford Expeditions with $7,000 in bonus cash. We'll get 3.9% for 72 months. Plus, come see the new 2025 Ford Expedition Max King Ranch.
This is the ultimate tailgating machine.
You've got to see it to believe it. Only at Tony Seraford, located off Highway 280 in Sylacauga, or online at TonySeraford.com.
Vansant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Vansant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network, fueled by our friends at Allen Oil Company. I want to thank Tim Allen and his family for their sponsorship of the Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga traveling to Valley on Friday night. Big road game. Has a lot of region implications. Our coverage will start at 6:30 on WSGN. That's 98.3 on your radio dial, and then YouTube and Facebook as well. Live coverage is going to be available from the stadium as far as live video goes. We always want to make sure Michael Adair's parents can watch from the living room if they can't make it. Right. I know a lot of fans couldn't make the trip last week. It was fun to see how many people were able to watch and listen and interact with the Aggies in a big win on the road at Jemison. Mike Leder, even bigger game this Friday night.
Huge game, a lot on the line, but from all we're hearing now, we feel like we're in a good spot, and we got these two guys right here beside us that have been a big part of our success, and I'm looking forward to seeing them get out there Friday night and helping us be successful.
Yeah, we got Sarai McMillan and Jacoby Garrett, man, two guys that have played really good football for us. Jacoby got a sack on that first drive last week, got the ball back to the offense. The Aggies marched down the field and scored on, a 1-yard touchdown run for Zakorian Chambliss.
I think he knocked that. Did you knock that last ball out too at the end of the game?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he knocked that last one out.
Jacoby's everywhere.
Big stop there.
And Sarai McMillan, a sophomore, starting for us at middle linebacker. They do a great job. First off, guys, man, thanks for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed your food tonight. I want to thank Wharf Casual Seafood for feeding our athletes that come by each and every week. But we just talked to Coach Mel. We talked to CJ, guys. They talked about the preparation leading into this week. And what's practice been like? I know that you guys know how big of a game this is. What's the week been like, and what's the mindset of the team right now?
I think it's a little bit more like focus. It's back to like region play, playoffs on the line. So everybody more focused, everybody more dialed in.
There's one thing I want our listeners to know, and that is these two guys right here are two of the type guys when you walk up, they're always smiling. They got personalities that sort of come out, and these are two guys that they're guys you want to be around. They're sort of the guys in the locker room that might cut up a little bit, but they're just fun to be around. And one thing I want to ask Jacoby about is, Jacoby, what you're known for is pound for pound being the strongest guy on the team. So first of all, tell us how much you weigh, and then tell us what your key lifts, sort of your maxes are, and everybody can understand what I'm talking about.
So I weigh 158 right now, and I bench press max right now is 325, squat 425, and hand clean 225.
That's incredible. Anytime you bench press over twice your weight, that's like not human almost. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, maybe you know, it's hard to watch some games that the Aggies have played and find a better pass rusher than what Jacoby has been able to produce this year. You're coached by Coach Crawford, right, as far as coming off the edge. Man, what's it like playing for Coach C, and what's it like when you finally get your hands on the quarterback?
What it's like playing with Coach Crawford, it's like he going to let you know about the bad things, what you're doing and what you're not doing right. But at the long run, I think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
Coaching me up, started from a freshman, and now I'm playing varsity. And then just the hands, the tackles, and the sacks, just the speed and work. Focus.
It just keeps coming, doesn't it?
You have a couple other guys that are really good to line up off the other side of you, whether it's Josh, whether it's Todd, man, whether it's Z. You know, it's hard to just line up to block Jacoby when those guys are also on the other side. Man, talk about the other guys in your defensive end group.
The other guys, they're dominated. They work hard. They're good role models to the freshmen right now.
That's a big thing. There's a lot of good chemistry in the locker room. This team, I feel like they all like each other. Y'all have a lot of fun. And one thing I want to tell you about this one right here beside me. So Ryan, as a 10th grader, is a key part of this defense. He's playing middle linebacker and doing a great job. I mean, there's been games when you've had a lot of tackles, tons of tackles. So Ryan, do you keep up with how many tackles you have? How many you got?
I got 51 total.
51 tackles, and we're halfway through the season. Just unheard of. And one thing that a lot of people don't know about Ryan too is he's a musician. And so he's a great basketball player, because I've been watching him for a long time. But he also is really good on the piano. And when we have our Thursday night gatherings, we've gotten Sarayan to get over on that piano and do a little work for us. So tell us a little bit about how you learned to play the piano, and you do that in church, and tell us where you're doing it.
Really, I learned, been in church all my life, so just listening, then finding it interesting. So I just hopped on to learn how to play.
Just figured it out. You play at church every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Do you really?
I don't miss a Sunday.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, right, he mentioned that you're a young guy playing linebacker for us. There's a lot left in your career. You're going to get bigger, faster, stronger as you get older. So what's it like, Ben, in these last couple football games where these teams are lining up in some variation of option, whether it's a wishbone, whether it's, you know, zone read option, and a lot of these games have been played in the box, and your number's been called. What's that been like? It's been a tough couple ball games trying to stop the run.
It's been all right. I mean, Friday, we couldn't get off the field, but, like, my mindset was just, like, keep going until we get off the field. That's all. Just play the next play.
You know, he's playing beside Lionel Chenault, who is a heck of an athlete. A little bit about Lionel. We talk about every week who the fastest guy on the team is. I'm sure you remember Lionel chasing down the guy from Montevallo down the sideline. Man, he's a heck of an athlete to play beside, right?
He's not fast as me, though. But Lionel, he's a good football player. Also, can't forget about Trey Cook.
That's right.
You feel me? He's also a good linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
I love playing beside them.
Man, it seems like you guys fly to the football, man. I know it's been a tough couple of weeks, but you guys are a really good group out there. I've been really impressed with you. I know Lionel's had a game with almost 15 tackles. You got 51. Maybe nobody lays harder hits on the field than Trey. Who can hit the hardest?
Man,
Trey?
Me. Trey Cook not messing with me right there.
You know, Jeremy, one of the key things is all those linebackers are underclassmen, so they're all you know, sophomores and juniors, so they'll all be back and talk. Y'all got good chemistry amongst yourselves?
We got great chemistry. It's like a brotherhood, for real.
So, Ryan, you're going to probably be a contributor to the varsity basketball team this year as a 10th grader, which is hard to do at a program that's as good as our basketball program is. Tell us a little bit about what position you play and what you think about that.
Really, I play 3, 4, or 5, wherever coach needs me at. Just going to have to play my role.
You may play 3, 4, or 5, but you can handle the ball pretty well, too.
Yes, sir.
You've always been asked to handle the ball as you come through the different ranks, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yeah, CJ just talked about what we're going to see as far as an offense, as what, you know, Valley puts on the field on defense, how it's going to be tough to work that. What have y'all seen from Valley? We know that they have a dynamic quarterback that could throw it. It's going to be a game where you got to get some key stops. What have y'all seen from the Rams on tape? And, you know, how do we stop that? And how do we get out of here with a win?
They passed the ball a lot. You know, these past couple we've been playing run first team. We got to pass first team. So our secondary and linebackers, we're always going to have to play run first. But once we see that pass protection, make sure we get to our drops. We can catch a pick.
That's kind of made Jacoby happy, right? The quarterback's going to be standing back there.
Yeah, he knocked that thing out. That last play when Jemison dropped back, it was fourth down, I think, and you got back there and knocked it out. Who recovered that ball, Jacoby?
Lionel Sanu.
Lionel got that one, okay.
A lot of underclassmen making plays for us. Well, guys, we got to get out of here, man. We hope you guys enjoyed your dinner tonight. Thanks for stopping by, guys, and best of luck on Friday night.
Yes, sir.
See you guys. That's Jacoby Garrett, Sarai McMillan, two of the best on the field for the Aggies. We appreciate them stopping by. Mike Leder is taking his headset off. He's got to give us the keys to the game for Friday night as the Aggies go on the road at Valley. We talked about it with Coach. We talked about it with the players. They're a team that likes to throw the football, not air raid. They can also run it a little bit. Discipline on defense is going to be key. Coach Melly just talked about it, how the coaches prep, how many points they need to score, what the game looks like. What's your prediction, and how can the Aggies get to that point?
You know, I feel like we've been able to score in the 30s most games this year, so I feel like our offense is good enough to do that. We're just going to have to get a few stops. I mean, he told us in the show that Valley's going to spread us out, and I think that plays to our favor a little bit. We struggled when they get in bunts and power and all that, so if they spread us out, we just got to get two or three, probably three or four stops defensively and play sound on special teams. That's what we said last week. That was true. Do it again, and I think you'll give yourself a shot to win the game.
All right, that'll wrap up this week's Chris Melly Show. We'll see you on Friday night as the Aggies travel to Valley. Our cover starts at 6:30 on WSGN, Facebook, and YouTube. Again, that'll wrap up the Chris Melly Show presented by Allen Brew Markets, and this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.